Ksubis, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Tes. In Mishneh Ches, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua about a woman, legabi her personal status, which is Issa v'Heter, not legabi Momen, which is the machlokes that we had in the previous two Mishnahs, the Mishneh Vov and Mishneh Zayin, legabi whether you could be Moitzi Momen with a Bori B'tziruf, with a Chazoka. In Mishneh Ches, we had not Hoitzos Momen, but we did have a status where you have to prove something, where you have to get rid of a Sofik, and the Shaila is whether she's through her position with a Bori, Keneged Hashemah, together with a Chazoka, is strong enough to be Mafkia that Sofik. The case in Mishneh Ches, we said, was Legabi and Isha that was Nisiachid, and the way we patkin, she was Nivalo. She was Nivalo, and Mameli have a Shaila on her Kashrus L'Kuhuna. Here we have a similar Mishnah, a Mishnah Tes, except that over here it's Hoysa Mi'uberes. And now the Shaila is, not so much on her, but the Shaila is, Ve'omru lo, they ask her, Mati V'sheli Ubazu, what's going to be the status of this child when he's born? What is he? Is he Koshel Kol? Is he a Mamzer Mahu? Now, what we spoke at a Mishnah Ches is that really there's a Machloikis Amiroim. There's an Amor Zeiri that holds in Mishneh Ches that the Machloikis over there was to be Machmir, even when we only saw her being Nesiachid. It's a Chiddush in Rabbi Shua that he's Machmir B'chagam, it's only Dindrabonon, he's Machmir even though we didn't even see that she was in Avelis. We only have a Sovik B'fanen, she was Nesiachid. Kalvachoyim in Mishneh Ches, the Chiddush in Mishneh Ches Hoysim Uberes, like that, is that Rabbi Gamliel is Makel to believe her. And her chazok is intact, even though the evidence is here in front of your eyes. She's a mu'uberet. Lemaisa, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that the machlokes is only by nivalo. And Mamil, the two cases are really the same, except that there's a tesefes knech. By both of them, you know she's a nivalo. Over there in Mishneh Ches, the shalom was legabi her status. Over here, the chiddush over here is that what's in question is the status of the vlad. Both of them, the shalom is legabe the bori of the mother, A. B, the cheskas haguf of the mother, the cheskas kashrus, we'll call it, of the mother, that she's ksheri l'kohuna. If that's the case, then also by definition, the child is also a kosher. So let's read the Mishnah and then we'll add the tesefes dvar. Hoysim uberes v'amru lo, they ask her mativa shelu bazeh. She answers back, ish ploini v'koyin hu. Rav Gamliel v'Rav Elazar Oimrim Kedarko Nemenes. She's believed. Rav Yeshua Oimer L'Mipio Anu Chaim El Arezu B'cheskas Mu'uberes L'Nosen U'L'Mamzer. She's B'cheskas. That's who she was Nivelas and therefore Mu'uberes with. And Memela Atshetov Yerad V'Reh. She has to bring a Raya. Now, like we said, L'Chor, the way we paskin that Mishneh Ches is talking about where she was Nivalo. And Mishneh Tesis, she's a Mu'uberes. L'chayr, the Shaila is the same. The facts, the Nitunim are the same. Except that there's one important Nafkemina which the Gemara relates to a very fundamental Machlaikis. What's the Machlaikis? This is what's called the famous din of Cheskas Eim Mahani Labas. If you think about it, in Mishneh Ches, where the status is her status in question, we're questioning her. Geveret, you were a Nivalo. Were you nivala ba'if in the apostles whom we couldn't? Were you nivala to a mamza, to an osin, to a goy? She says, no. She has a chazoka. Her chazoka ascertains her status, betziv, with her bori, and that's why we can believe her, according to Rabbi Gamliel. By the way, we paskin all these mishnayis like Rabbi Gamliel. So that's the halacha l'maisa. But over here, if you think about it, in Mishneh Tes, not so simple. Because when you're clearing legabe mativ uber zu, the uber never had a chazoka. The Uba was never had a status of a kosher. He was born into a matzav of Suffolk. He's born, and before he's born, they're asking the mother, who's the father? There's no chazaka. So what are you basing, according to Rabbi Gamliel, what are you basing your kashrus on? Your mailos of yuchsin, you need to be misalik to Suffolk. You can only do that with bori. Keneged Hashem is not enough. You can only do it bitziruf with a cheskas aguf. What chazaka do you have? On that, the Gemara answers, it's really a machlok samiroim, Reb Yoichanon with Reb Elazar. We pass can Reb Yochanan the cheskas aim mani labas. Lemaisa, we know that whatever the mystery identity of the boil is, there's two ramifications to that. One is legabi the status of the mother, if she was nivala lekosher or leposelo. Number two is legabi the child, who's the child's father. is the child, even if he's born not from a kosher marriage, but al kaponim, he's born from parents that are not posel. Vemela, he could be a kohen, he could be a Yisrael, he's kosher lekuna. If he's a kohen, he's kosher lekuna. This is what we call the divrei hamachshir bo, in Mishneh Ches, according to Amaliel, machshir bebito. If you're going to hold not like the Alkar Belozer, you're going to have to explain behechrech that the first Mishnah was only by Nisyachto, and the second Mishnah is by Nivalo, by Meuberes. That's the chiluk between the two. But the way we paskin, the chiddush over here is that we use the chazok of the mother when you have two sveikos with the hachro on sofik number one, al yidei chazoka will memela paskin for us the second sofik, even though that's the two different people, the mother and the child. There's a similar type of case, a famous case of Yanai, we'll just mention. Yanai was bimei bayisheni, he was a kohen gadol, and his kashrus lakuna was called into question. His mother was married to a kohen, and his mother was, at one point there was an account, there was a shaila that maybe his mother was a shvuya, and the shvuya, the din is misafik, we passed the lakuna, but it was a question. There were two edim that said she was a shvuya, two edim that said she wasn't a shvuya. It was a safik, an outstanding safik. That being said, Yanai's mother herself had a status of being kosher lakuna. She has a cheskes kashrus. But Mokum Treyatrey, which is not our noisy now, but Mokum Treyatrey could rely on chazoka. Yanai was born after the mother already had a psak. Can we rely on the chazoka of Yanai's mother, legabe Yanai? Over there is even better. The Achrayna point out. Kivega makes this point. That even if you hold, like Rabbi Lozal, Divri Hamach Shebo, Loi Mach Shebebita, that's because it's really, there's a chazok on the mother, there's no chazok on the child. The cause of the suffix is both. There's a mystery boil. A boil is negeh the be'ila, what he does to the mother. It's also negeh the paternity of the child, but it's really two different people. So who says chazok for one works for the other? Masha'enkein, when you're talking about Yanai, there was no suffix on Yanai. The suffix was Yanai's mother. The suffix on Yanai's mother is neged to Yanai's mother's status, and also if she had a kosher status, therefore the child she has. There's no shalom on the paternity. We know who Yanai's father is. The shalom was on the status of Yanai's mother. The status of Yanai's mother insofar as her din, and insofar as her child's din. That's even better. So over there might not be a machlekes. Whether this din of the divya machshubo, machshubibito, is a global concept that you can use whenever you have a suffix. Marshall, beginning of Shmaitzeh Dalid, we have a meat, an animal that was chopped apart in a butcher store. Half the meat is parush, half the meat is kavur, which is Zidin we'll learn about. The roiv will help for half, but once you have a hachro on one half, does that mean automatically that since the other half of the meat is also tully in that, the hachro will help for that as well? That's a famous shmuz of achroinim, whether this din of the divi amach shabab, amach shabibita, is a global concept, or it's specifically over here, legabi chazok. Just to finish off over here, Mishneh Ches, is the Rav points out from the Gemara that even though we pass like Rav Gamliel, that we do rely on the Chazaka, the mother that is with the Bari Vishem, in all these cases, we won't be Masiyah her Likuna. All these cases meaning to say Mishneh Ches and Mishneh Zayin, whenever there's a Shal of Yuch Likuna, Lechet Chila, unless the town has a Roiv of people that are Roiv Likuna. Let's move on in the next sugi. This is a little bit of Agdama, but in Mishnah, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Yud, we're going to be discussing the dinim of Roiv. So let's move on. As a lechet chila, we won't rely on the chazaka without having a Roiv to back it up. We'll now start Mishnah Yud. The last Mishnah over here in Perek Aleph is not going to be a machlek som gam liol b'shur. In Perek Beis, actually, we're going to be mamshich this shmuz of Rav Gamliel Rebishur, different oifanim. But over here, the Mishnah talks about a case where you have a pnuya, and the shadli is with the suffix bi'ila, to whom the bi'ila was, whether she becomes a sura l'kuhuna or not. Amar Rav Yosi, ma'isa v'tinaikas sheyoda l'malas mayim in oyin, she went, places to the edge of town, in Mokom Shtikol Seser, like al-Ema Derech, and she was Venenza. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Uri, im roiv anshei ha'ir masin l'kuhuna, arezu tinasa l'kuhuna. The Mishnah says if there's a roiv, you can rely on roiv. The Mishnah is very sosum. We spoke out before in Mishnah Tess that lechetchila, this that we rely on the tziruf of the cheskes kashrus or the cheskes haguf, together with the Bari Vishema of Raman Gamliel, it's machlaikis, but this that we rely on according to Raman Gamliel, lechetchila you need a roiv in the shtot of Masiyim lekohuna. The roiv? Now, lechayro, why are we getting involved in roiv? Why don't we say that this this girl has a cheskes kashrus? And the answer is very straightforward. The cheskes kashrus is not enough. That was the basic hanocha of the Mishnayis that we had before, is that the plain chazaka of the nivellus wouldn't be enough to lasil the kuna because it's a sophic. And the fact that chazaka is machriya midday raisa, midday rabbanon, may also be yuchzin, and you need to be mafkir the sophic, and that you can only do according to Gamliel, only according to Gamliel, and you can only do that with the chazaka b'tziv with the Bari Vishem. Over here, the Bari Vishem, she doesn't know herself who the manus was. She was dancing. So, the halacha is that the burden of proof is on her. She can't prove it. She doesn't know who the boil is. See, here we have a new play at work. We have a roif. Now, the flip side of what we just said is that we said the lechetchila, we're not mesiyo, the Mishnah Ches and the Mishnah Tes lekuhuna, unless there's a roif. But that's only lechetchila. But the Evid, even if there's a roif psulim, we don't rely on her chazok b'tziv with Bari Vishava. And that needs a little bit of a hesper. We're saying primarily that the reason why Rabbi Gamliel holds she's kosher when she says Leplani Nivalti V'Koyin Kosherhu, the reason why is because of the Bari B'tziv with Chazaka. L'chir Chazaka is Shvaka than Reiv. As a general rule, Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Odev. So what happens if there's a Reiv people in Shtot that are Psulun L'Kuhuna? The din is still, she's, if she married a kohen, she's the last day married to a kohen. There's also, it's only an extra level on the drabon, lechetchila, but be'etzem, the din would be that you rely on the chazok with the Bari Vishama. What's the pshat? The pshat is very pashut. The pshat is that when she says, leploini nivalti v'kohenhu, she's a Bari, b'tziv with her chazok, we don't see a sofik. That's exactly the point that we were making before. It's according to Rabbi Shua, it's an open-ended sofik. Rabbi Shua doesn't see the ches k'sagov as that strong, that even when there's a Bari Vishema, it's misalik the sofik. There's a sofik, you have a chazoka, my loss of yuchsin. Avadi, you can't allow her to marry kuna. That's the mile, that's the chomer of kach, of kuhuna. The same way you wouldn't be able to be mitzi moment. Ram Gamliel holds that the tziruf of the chazoka with the Bari Vishema is strong enough that there's no sofik b'faneinu. That being said, if there's no Savik b'faneinu, you don't have to worry about the fact that there's Rav Psulim Be'ir. If she says she knows who it was, so then that's it. There's no Savik. Whenever there's a Rav in town of Trefa meat, you never have to worry about the fact. If you have kosher meat, you know what the meat that's in your hand is. It's not a problem the fact that it's Trefa meat. This is what you have. It's kosher meat. So over here also, there's no Savik. The Bari together with the Chazaka. Problem is that in our case, in Mishnah Yud, there's no Bari. So all you have is a Chazaka, and for that, Avad, if there's a Rav Psulim, you won't be able to follow the Chazaka. So the Mishnah Lachar says a straightforward thing, not so poshut, but straightforward, that you go Bosa Rav. There is Rashi's Pshat, the Sugya sounds not that way. Rashi seems to say that this din in the Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Yeshua that you need a Rav. According to Rav Gamliel, you don't need a roiv. But the way we just explained Tosfos Taran, that even according to Rav Gamliel, since she's not saying anything, so the chazaka itself wouldn't work in negative roiv. Merely you need a roiv with. That's one layer of the Mishnah that's again the cheshbon of the Mishnayos that we had before. The other part of the sugya over here is, and the Rav brings it b'ktzara, is that al tzmai los b'yuchsin, they added another layer over here, and they said that one roiv is not enough. Could be the same type of idea. That one roiv is not enough, the same way chazaka is not enough. But here the Gemara adds a different concept. That if there would be a roiv, the simple pshan the Mishnah means that she was Nanzo. Who are the people from the town? People from the town. If roiv them are masin lekuhuna, they could rely that it was somebody from the town and it was one of those people. It's a roiv. That could be midraisa. However, midrabonu, you need over here trei rubi. It has to be a roiv of the townspeople are kosher lasin lekuhuna. A second roiv is that it's talking about b'yomid d'shuk, and there's an influx of people coming into town from the outside, and there also most of the people coming into town roiv them are ksherim. So you have a roiv of the the Tzuger Kumna, the people that are coming to town, plus the Rav of the Higer, the Rav of the locals that are in town. That Trey Ruby would allow you to be Masila Kuna, but if not, then not. Why is that? So here the Gemara introduces the concept of Kol de Parish Miruba Parish, Kol Kovo Kamech Zamech Tzodami. We'll give the case, it's a Mishnah in Tyrus, where if you find meat in the street, the halacha is a famous halacha, where if you find meat in the street, if they're in town, there are Teisha Chanuyas that sell kosher meat, and one store that sells Treifa meat, we say that Roiv of the options over here is that it came, that it was Parush, that it came from a kosher store. You find the meat in the street, you wonder, where did the meat come from? Where the meat came from? There's 9 tzadim that say they came from a kosher store. 1 tzad that says it came from a treva store. Holchem basar roiv. However, if you the person is holding the meat and he doesn't know where he got the meat from, he's holding the meat and he walked out of the store. He just doesn't remember which store it is, even though ostensibly it's the same sofik. But the gzeres hakosov is that since the sofik wasn't noilad b'mokem haporush. The suffix wasn't nerlan on meat that was found in the street. The suffix is called kavua. The suffix was, which store did you take it from? The suffix was nerlan by the store. Which store did you get it from? Not the meat is in the street. You want to know what the meat is. Then you have different stodim of what the meat is. But you took the meat from the store. Which store did you get it from? The halacha is in ala to go basarev tzodim. The halacha is kol kavua kemech tzamech tzodami. Success, a kosov. There's a lot of oimik. What could be the hezber in this? Rabbi Chanan brings from Rabbi Chaim that the pshat is be'etzim, there is a roiv, the gzeres hakosov not to use the roiv. Rabbi Shimon has a way of explaining logically what the gzeres hakosov is, that b'chiyai gavna, there is no roiv. Read from Rabbi Senu Achroinim. Vinishvi, you can't use the roiv. So now the question is over here, this young woman was nensa by the mayon min ho'ayin. The question is whether we look at that, the stummiest is that somebody left their place, some predator left their place, and they stalked her and they were ma'anis her. That's a kol de parish and the roif should work. However, Chazal were concerned that if you're going to be matir in that case, which is the normal case, you might come also to be matir in a case where she went to a boil. In that case, that would be kol kavua because the shaila is not then on her. She's Kiviyochel, the piece of meat that was found in the street called the parish. But there the shal, she went to the person. It's like she took the meat from the store, and the shal is now on the chanus. And on that we say, kol kavur kemech tzamech tzadami. You wouldn't be able to use the roiv. Therefore, it's my loss of yuchsin. They were misakin not to use the roiv. In any case, you need 2 roivs to cover. Hashtetzach, that this gzeiru, even though it's a chshash that you're going to be left with a roiv that's no good, there were only guys at this b'moka my loss of the yuchsin. Moshe by Teish Chanuris, there weren't guys. You don't need 2 roivs in a town when you find meat in the street. It's clearly only a gzeiru over here by these dinim.